Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Jeff Nowak and Cullen Steele. It's our triple option feature. Jeff, throw it to you first.
Yeah, so things change quickly in the NFL, don't they? You know, I remember talking with Steve prior to the start of this season and saying, like, what would have to happen for Saints fans to come around on Derek Carr and Dennis Allen? What would actually have to happen? Like, how could it happen? I was like, maybe if they go to the playoffs, win a couple games. Apparently, the scenario I did not envision was you drop 40 points in each of your first two games, embarrass the Cowboys on the road, and then, holy heck, where are we right now? If you were buying tickets a couple weeks ago, you could have gotten into the Superdome for, I don't know, a 20? You know, a $20 bill, you're in there somewhere. I don't know where, but you're in the building. This week, the Eagles are coming to town. Mike, just give me your guess. Give me your guesstimate on what the cheapest ticket, what the get-in price on SeatGeek right now is for that game, Eagles-Saints.
I would say $34.
The cheapest ticket is $131.
What?
You cannot get in that building unless you already have it, unless you bought it 2 weeks ago for less than a Benjamin.
Whoa.
And it's,
no, that's,
it's
surprising.
Part of it's because it's the Eagles, and I wouldn't be surprised,
yeah,
if there's a pretty large contingent of Eagles fans who
will.
Bought that ticket in the offseason thinking, well, this is going to be a walkover win and we get to go to New Orleans. What a great scenario for us. So I don't know. I think there will be a good number of Eagles fans in that building, but I do think in large part you're going to get a Superdome environment that we fondly remember and have not seen for a while. Let's put it that way. Like, we're going to get the type of environment in that building I don't think we've gotten since maybe the NFC Championship in 2018. Like, I don't think we've gotten back to that point.
No.
Because 2020, you obviously didn't have fans. And 2019 was kind of an up and down, you know, topsy-turvy season. I'm excited. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm envious of anyone who bought those tickets a couple weeks ago.
Okay. The last time the Saints played the Eagles in the Superdome, we in a press box, and Bobby starts this.
The playoff game?
E-A-G-L-E-S. Okay, below us, nothing but Eagles fans. So I think they thought, you know, he was kind of part of the Eagles regime. So at first, man, they start chanting with him. But then after he did it the third time, man, they told him he was number one, but with a different digit,
yeah,
on the finger. Man, and he kept doing it throughout the game.
So
and, man,
the,
he was aggravating those Eagle fans the entire game.
Was this the playoff game or was this the regular season game?
Regular season game.
Yeah, yeah, because that was the game that they lost like 35-0 or something crazy like that. That was the Sean Payton lost a bet and they had to wear their road jerseys at home game. And it worked out.
Yeah, but Bob was in his glory doing that. Not as much as this weekend, but he was in his glory. Cullen?
All right, Jeff, I'm getting this from you. You're my source. I'm going to credit you. You were tweeting earlier about the last 10 years, the league NFC Player of the Week. You know, special teams, defense, offense. Kamara was given the role, given the award this week. Congratulations to him. Clap, you-pity-doo. But you gave us kind of a spiel on, like, the last 10 years of who has won, when, and where. And I've noticed, since 2020, the Saints have had a Player of the Week. Granted, it's been, you know, offense, defense. In 2020, it was Will Lutz. In 2021, it was Marshawn Lattimore. 2022, it was Taysom Hill. 2023, it was Blake Groupie. We've had one the last 4 years in Week 5.
Oh, yeah.
And who do we play in Week 5 this year? The Chiefs. I'm not saying it's a trend, but 5 years in a row, if we do it, I don't know.
That is interesting.
Let's see if they can start winning games in October. Man, that was something Sean was great at. Dennis Allen's had a losing record in October and November. Sean, man, he was unbelievable in October and November. Just really would. 10-1 the last 3 years that he was coaching here. And I think he was 7-5. But I think that last year, I think they lost four straight that final season with Sean in November.
Well, here's the thing, and I want to get into this a lot more throughout the rest of the show, but one thing that I think fans should be prepared for is, like, you know, anytime you go up against the pitcher for the first time, you've never seen him, you know, he might have the best game of his life because you don't know what he's going to do. I do think that throughout the course of this season, people are going to start to get a playbook
on what's going on.
Get some idea of what Clint Kubiak likes to do, and it's going to become a little – he's going to have to do self-scouting here. And I think that's what made Sean Payton's teams great was they weren't just good halfway through the season. They weren't good in Week 3. They got better as the season went on and were peaking. by the time the week 16, week 17 got here. Like, you didn't lose games at the end of the season. That's what I need to see for this team. Like, if they can get better from what they're doing now, then you're talking about a Super Bowl team. But I think, like, you look at the Dolphins the last few years, and they always seem to start on fire and then kind of flag toward the end of the year.
Yeah, and if they got to play on the road in January, that's going down. Want to congratulate Joe Sherman for being inducted. Well, he's not inducted, but he was nominated today, and he's going into the 2025 class for Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. His dad, Rags, was inducted in 1990. Joe Sherman has more wins as a college baseball coach than any other coach in the state of Louisiana, with 1,179 wins. So congratulations, Joe, you're going to get that induction next summer in the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. Well-deserved. He's done an unbelievable job at Delgado as both athletic director and head baseball coach.